This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
U.S. response to deadly drone strike determined, but
I don't think we need a wider war in the Middle East.
GOP effort to oust Homeland Security Secretary.
Secretary Mayorkas rolled out a welcome mat to millions and millions of illegal immigrants.
Broadway loses a legend.
A boy like that, kill your brother.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Biden says he has decided how to respond to the killing of three U.S. service members in a drone strike in Jordan, but offers no specifics. Mr. Biden does say if Iran and the group sit back.
I do hold responsible in the sense that they're supplying the weapons to the people who did it.
CBS's David Martin at the Pentagon.
The president says he does not want a wider Middle East war. So that argues against hitting targets inside Iran. And that leaves you most likely with Iranian targets inside Iraq and Syria, Yemen as well.
As a U.S. official tells CBS News, the U.S. is sending additional air defenses to the bases in Jordan that came under attack. Undercover Israeli agents killed three Palestinians while raiding a West Bank hospital, dressed as medical workers and Muslim women. The BBC's Mark Lowen in Jerusalem.
This was a pretty daring operation by Israeli commandos, disguised, bursting into this hospital in Jenin, shooting dead three militants. One, they say, was planning an attack on Israel. Two others, they say, had already carried out an attack.
At the Nitzana crossing between Israel and Egypt, Israeli right-wing protesters blocked the entry of aid for Gaza, saying it's merely helping Hamas while Israeli hostages receive no aid. A Republican effort to craft the end vote on articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas begins in the House. Homeland Security Committee GOP Chairman Mark Green.
We cannot allow a cabinet secretary with no regard for the separation of powers or the rule of law to remain in office.
CBS's Nicole Killian.
There is a sense among Republicans that the secretary just simply has not done enough. And despite calls for his resignation and to step down, the chairman said this is the only step to move forward. Democrats, on the other hand, are dismissing this as a sham. They say that this is simply about policy differences, and it simply does not rise to that level of high crimes and misdemeanors.
A vote is expected tonight. The New York City Council overrides a mayoral veto, so NYPD officers will have to record the race of people they question. Mayor Eric Adams says it's too time-consuming. Supporters say it would take less than a minute and inform the public about how officers are policing. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 134 points. NASDAQ fell 118. Now this.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way. Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. but you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Performer Cheetah Rivera, who garnered 10 Tony nominations, has died. CBS's Matt Piper.
Cheetah Rivera was an actor, singer, and dancer who originated roles in Broadway musicals, including Anita in West Side Story.
A boy like that.
And the original Velma Kelly in Chicago.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the tack?
A statement from her daughters says she died in New York after a brief illness. Her Broadway credits date back to 1950 and include 30 roles in countless shows. Rivera was a recipient of the prestigious Kennedy Center Honor in 2002 and won 2 Tony Awards as Best Actress in a Musical. Cheetah Rivera turned 91 just a week ago. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
In Massachusetts, the U.S. Attorney's Office says 2 current and 2 former state police troopers are among 6 people charged in a scheme to allegedly take bribes in exchange for giving passing scores on commercial driving tests. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Cases of syphilis have skyrocketed in recent years. CBS's Alexander Tin.
CDC now says that more than 203,000 cases of syphilis were reported in 2022. That is the most on record since the 1950s, before a broader rollout of penicillin was able to drive down rates of the sexually transmitted disease. Rates of syphilis have been climbing for more than a decade across the United States and now rank among some of the worst reported rates in the world.
A Delaware judge sides with shareholders, ruling Elon Musk cannot keep his Tesla compensation package worth more than $55 billion. Consumers are feeling better about the economy as the Consumer Confidence Index reaches a 2-year high. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Consumers' views of their own family situation remained optimistic. One big reason is that the job market remained solid. Over 45% of respondents said that jobs were plentiful, and that's up from 40% in December.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
PayPal says it'll reduce its global workforce by 9% or 2,500 jobs, according to a letter seen by Reuters News Service. Even by Alaska standards, there has been a lot of snow this winter. CBS's Jim Crisola.
A new storm has dumped nearly 16 more inches of snow on Anchorage, bringing the seasonal total past 100 inches. It's the earliest Alaska's largest city has reached that mark, which has caused collapsed roofs, snow-filled streets, and shuttered schools. Paul Van Landingham heads up the streets department in Anchorage.
Lots of snow, but light and fluffy. It's moving pretty good. Guys are being able to go through it. Guys and gals are being able to plow through it at a pretty good pace.
This is already the 8th snowiest winter on record in Anchorage. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Actor Alec Baldwin will be arraigned on Thursday in New Mexico after he was charged again with involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the film Rust. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Tuesday, January 30th, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.